Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3030, and today's date is March 27th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Prepares for Communication Blackout, Countermeasures in Place, Durham. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they continually push their agenda, you can see the people around the world, they're waking up. The people are realizing what their agenda is, and they can see right through it. The climate change agenda is not working. Does that mean they're going to stop pushing? No, they're going to push even harder. And as they push harder, the people are going to notice what's going on here, and they're going to push back, and they're going to say, we're not going to do what you're telling us to do. We've seen this in the past, and as they push, it's going to get harder and harder for them. But what we're seeing now across the world, we're starting to see countries move away from the Federal Reserve note. Now, remember, the Federal Reserve note is not the U.S. dollar. The Federal Reserve note is printed by the Federal Reserve. Actually, it's now electronic, but they're the ones who create it. We borrow it with interest attached. Is this a pure U.S. dollar by we the people? No. It's a currency that is created by a corporation. And we are now witnessing countries where they're no longer going to use the Federal Reserve note. They're dropping that currency. Now, we know The Federal Reserve, the central bankers, what do they want to do? They want to bring us into the central bank digital currency. And we're starting to see there are now states that are fighting back. Now, there's a lot of legislation trying to redefine money where they say crypto isn't money, but states now are fighting back saying, no, crypto is money. We also see states and senators, and most likely you're going to see the House start to push back on all of this. They're going to be pushing back on the central bank digital currency. So the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private West central bank, what they're doing right now is not going to work in the end because the veil has been lifted. Everyone can see what's going on. No one's hiding in their house. There's not death and destruction. This is the cover story they would love, but they were robbed of it. And this is a huge problem for them right now. Now, as we move forward, everything that they talked about in the past, like we're going to eat bugs, you're going to own nothing, you're going to be happy. Well, this is what the people are noticing. And the people are saying, well, you know something? I don't want to eat crickets. I don't want to eat bugs. And actually, Ron, which is CoMonkeyZ on Twitter, actually shows us there are packaged crickets, sour cream and onion flavor, and salt and vinegar. And he says, seasoned crickets for sale at a gas station in Arizona. Would you ever give these to your kids as a snack? So really think about this. They're trying to push their agenda, but the people aren't going to go along with this. No matter what they do to the food supply, no matter what they do to water, no matter what they do to energy, the people are not going to go along with this. Why? Because as the economy breaks down, because it's all part of it, what are people going to do? The people are going to say, wow, what's going on here? How can we fix this? Who's going to help? And no one's going to come to the rescue except for one person. That person, and probably a lot of patriots in the House, maybe some in the Senate, they're going to be pushing these solutions. That's what the people are going to see. And you can see that these same people that are trying to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, they're the same people that were defunding the police in other states. They're the same people that are pushing the same exact agenda in New York and California. How are these states working out for them? Not too well. People are leaving in droves. Why? Because they don't want this type of state. They don't want this type of country that they're trying to create. And you can see even the businesses are moving out of there. They can't even stay in a lot of these states. Take, for example, Portland, Oregon. Remember, they removed the police. They said, we have to defund them. And we're starting to see stores start to move out of this area. We have Walmart right now. They're closing their last two locations in Portland, Oregon. We have Cracker Barrel. They announced they're shuttering its remaining Portland area locations. They're saying the crime, the violence, the theft, it's just completely out of control and we can't even keep our businesses open. It's cost effective to actually shut them down and move out of this area. So think about these blue states. Think about what they've been doing. Think about what the people are witnessing right now. They can't come back from this. And then think about what Trump and the Patriots have done. They have allowed the resident, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, to do what they do best. Allow them to follow their plan, their 16-year plan, without the war, without the pandemic, because they subtracted that from the 16-year plan. And their plan was to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Remember, before Trump came into the White House, they had the Paris Climate Accord. They were prepared and ready. They thought Hillary was coming in. This is going to be fantastic. She's going to bring us to war. We'll be able to convince whatever people that were remaining that, listen, we need to make the world a better place, and we're going to control you. We're going to control your currency. We're going to control everything that you do in your lives. So we're going to go to the Green New Deal, and people were going to say, okay, we might as well go to that because everything is destroyed. Well, all of that didn't happen. Hillary didn't win. Trump came in, and he removed us from the Paris Climate Accord, which put them way, way behind schedule. He started to reverse everything they were trying to do. That put them behind schedule. So now they needed to accelerate their plan to catch up to where they're supposed to be. And Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew that they were going to follow this plan. They knew they were going to bring us into the Great Reset. The pandemic, right in the very beginning, they announced it. And if you're going to follow this plan, you can set up certain traps along the way to actually show the people what they're really trying to do. Because you have an accelerated plan and you have certain traps in place, just like his tax cuts. He has those in place, but they expire over time, which means Biden has a choice. Biden had a choice in all of this. He could have kept doing what Trump was doing, And what would have happened? The economy would have been perfect, just the way Trump had it. Now, if we get rid of the central bank, it'd be even better. But he could have just done that. He could have kept the energy independence. He could have kept everything that Trump did and actually renewed everything that's expiring in his tax cuts. But Trump and the Patriots knew that they weren't going to do this. They were going to do the opposite. They were going to reverse everything that Trump did. If you really look at it, he knew it. He planned for it. And people are seeing it. And now we're seeing inflation, higher fuel costs. We're entering a recession. I do believe we're already in a recession, but they're letting us know that we're entering a recession. And we know that's going to get a lot worse. And we know inflation is going to get a lot worse. We know that there are certain things that are coming due and their interest rates have moved up, which means there's going to be problems probably in the commercial real estate area. The Cobesi letter put this out on Twitter and said the following. Over the next 5 years, more than $2.5 trillion in commercial real estate debt will mature. This is by far more than any five-year period in history. Meanwhile, rates have more than doubled and commercial real estate is only 60 to 70% occupied. Refinancing these loans is going to be completely impossible. Elon Musk responded to this and said, "This is by far the most serious looming issue. Mortgages too. Absolutely. And this is going to be a major, major problem. And what's going to happen? The entire system is going to crash." We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But remember, Biden, he was using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to counter the rising fuel costs because everyone was blaming him. And the fuel costs haven't really come down. They come down a little bit. But when he came into office, it wasn't $3.50 for a gallon of gas or $4 in some places, $5 in other places. It wasn't like this. It's been like this for quite a while. He used a lot of the petroleum reserve. Now, remember, they promised that they were going to refill the petroleum reserves. Have they done this? No, they have not. And remember, the Biden administration, they sold off about 220 million barrels of crude from the SPR last year. Now, the idea was to buy the oil to replace it at a lower price. And what we've come to find out is that they're not going to do this. Right now, from Energy Secretary Granholm, she says it will take years to replenish the oil. And what's going to happen to the price of oil is going to go up. Do you think they're going to start to replace it? No, they're not. So the SPR currently holds 372 million barrels of crude oil, down from 638 million at the beginning of 2021. It is the lowest level since December 1983. So Trump, he filled this up. Biden pretty much almost used half of it. And this is supposed to be for a disaster, a war. This is what we were going to use in those type of circumstances. This was the insurance policy. But he used almost half of it. And they're not planning to refill it at this point. I think that tells you everything you need to know because you know that that's not part of their plan. It's not part of the Green New Deal. They don't want the oil, yes, for themselves, but not for the rest of the people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that inflation is just going to get worse. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they knew that inflation was going to pick up. Why? Because the Biden administration, the World Economic Forum, the deep state players, they wanted more and more money. They wanted this stimulus money. Now, really, where was this going? It was going to the people. Why was it going to the people? Because with this pandemic, they thought that people were going to be staying home and they would just print and print and print and people would just get a check. So they took out all of this stimulus. And yes, it went to pay off certain money laundering schemes and other deep state players. But Trump and the Patriots knew that because of this, we were going to see inflation. And the Patriots also knew that Biden and team were never, ever going to stop. They were just going to continually borrow and borrow and borrow. CZ Binance on Twitter put this out and said, "It's mathematically impossible to print trillions without inflation." Elon Musk responded and said, "True." Now, that's absolutely correct. We're seeing inflation all over the place. Yes, they're going to manipulate the calculation for inflation. They've done this since 1971 when we came off the gold standard because they couldn't allow people to see the real inflation number. So they had to manipulate the number to mask everything that they were doing. Because as soon as we came off the gold standard, what happened? The currency devalued like we'd never seen before. And this is why everyone saw their salaries increase, house prices move up. It was the devaluation of the currency, which means you need a lot more of those pieces of paper to pay for the same exact thing. Now, people back in that time, it's like a drug. They thought, wow, look at that. My house went up. My salary went up. This is incredible. But it's an illusion because over time, the system continually breaks down and it gets worse and worse. And generation after generation, the people start to realize, I can't make ends meet. I have to live on credit. I have payments for 72 months, 80 months, 96 months. I'm even paying off certain phone equipment for my cellular phone because I can't afford that $50 payment. I have to break it up to $3 a month. That's what people are noticing. And now we're at the end of the system and the system's breaking apart. They can't keep it going. Trump and the Patriots knew this. And they knew that they could use this crisis to their advantage. And we're already starting to see the economy break apart. We're seeing the banks break down. We see Silicon Valley, Signature Bank. Now, of course, Yellen is out there. The EU is out there. They're all telling us, don't worry, the banks are stable. Everything's perfect. But remember, they bailed out all of their people in these banks. It wasn't a bank bailout. It was a depositor bailout, which was all their money laundering schemes and everything else that they were doing. And now we have First Citizens. They're going to scoop up SVB for up to $500 million in stock. And the U.S. regulator said they would backstop a deal for the regional lender First Citizens, and they're going to acquire the Silicon Valley Bank. And this is triggering an estimated $20 billion hit to a government insurance fund. So basically, they're bailing out the bank. They bailed out the depositors. And now they're saying, well, we don't know if we're going to do this to any other bank because you know why? We don't have our money launderers in there. We don't have our criminal syndicate players in there. And the other banks are just, you know, the people. So who cares about them? And they know that this is going to get worse. And they know there's going to be a lot of small banks that are going to fail. Why? Because we're entering a recession. And I remember Trump saying that recession is the nice word. Now, right now, we're starting to see that a majority of economists, they're expecting the U.S. economy will fall into a recession this year. 58% of economists said they expect the economy to be in a recession to begin this year. And as this year plays out, it's just going to get worse and worse. Paul Sperry put this out on Twitter. He said the following: the Federal Reserve is forecasting real GDP will contract in the fourth quarter of 2023, following the biggest plunge in M2 money supply since the Great Depression, making the beginning of what Trump and other GOP presidential hopefuls will no doubt call the Biden recession. And I do believe going into 2024, Trump, he's going to continually say, it's the Biden recession, everyone. It's the Biden recession. And you're going to see all the fake newspapers. They're going to pick up on this and they're going to start repeating it. People are going to start to repeat it. Think about it. When he started to call out the fake news, what did everyone start to do? They started to say the fake news. Now, with all this going down, I do believe the Biden administration, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, they're going to have to blame someone for this. And I do believe the first person they're going to blame is probably Janet Yellen. They're probably going to say it's all her fault. And they're probably going to replace her. We'll have to see how that plays out. That's going to be very interesting. But as all this is playing out, what do we see? We see countries right now moving away from the Federal Reserve note. They're going back to their national currencies. We have the president of Kenya. He's telling his citizens to get rid of the U.S. dollar. He says, do what you must do because the market is going to be different in the next couple of weeks. So they're telling their citizens to get rid of the dollar. And there's a lot of countries now moving away from the dollar. Now, remember, this is not the United States dollar. It is the Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. How do you move away from a central bank system? How do you end the Federal Reserve note? How do you stop the central bank, the World Economic Forum, from bringing us from this system into the Great Reset, into the central bank digital currency? You show the people the truth. You walk the people through it. You have the countries see it. You have the countries react. And that is exactly what we're witnessing right now. Yes, there's going to be deep state players, central bank bankers and World Economic Forum players that are going to try to push us in that direction. But since people are awake right now, they're going to push back and push back hard. Think about what's happening now in multiple states where they're pushing back against the central bank digital currency. We have Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and many other senators now pushing back against the central bank digital currency. I don't believe the House is going to pass a bill that says, yes, let's give the Fed the opportunity to use central bank digital currency. Let's change over our currency. I don't think that's going to happen. And when you look out at South Dakota, we can see that Kristi Noem, she is also pushing back on the central bank digital currency, the redefining of the word money. This is what the deep state loves to do. They love to redefine everything. Let's redefine vaccines. Let's redefine a woman. Let's redefine money. So she put this out on True Social. She said the following: my veto of HB 1193 has been sustained. This bill would have adopted a definition of money to specifically exclude crypto like Bitcoin and would have opened the door to the risk of a central bank digital currency. South Dakota will continue to stand for economic freedom. You're going to see a lot of the red states now push back against the central bank digital currency. They're going to push back hard. You're going to see the Patriots push back hard. The deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're in trouble right now. They don't have the narrative. They don't have the control. They're talking in their own little echo chamber, and the people are separating from what they really want to do. And now they're becoming desperate. They're going to become panicked. And yes, they're going to try to start a war because that's really what they want. The war that is approaching is normally meant to cover up an economic disaster. This way, the people don't know what's really going on. Plus, they were going to use this war to basically get rid of the United States, get rid of the Constitution, and make the country into a third world country and have complete and utter control over it. And they were going to do this through war because the entire economic system is breaking down and they were going to try to do all these things. Well, they're still trying to bring us to war, but this is not going to work. The people are awake. The people understand what's going on. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place, and everything that they're trying to do will not succeed in the end. What's actually going to happen in the end is that just like the vaccine passport, just like the vaccine mandates and everything else that we've seen where they've been pushing these type of laws, which they are not laws, they are rules that they're making up that really don't exist in the Constitution. They're going to keep pushing this and pushing this until the very end. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots want them to push because it wakes people up. It makes people understand. Plus, it allows the Patriots to use their crisis against them. And I do believe that's exactly where all this is headed and is being played out right in front of everyone. And when people look back in time, they're going to go, wow, look at that. They tried to push the central bank digital currency. They tried to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, but it didn't work. The people fought back, and the people fought so hard that they pushed away from the central bank into their own currency. Just like when people look back now with the pandemic. Wow, the people around the world, they were protesting. They said no to vaccine passports. They said no to vaccine mandates. And look today, we do not have them. And I do believe we will not have the central bank digital currency. We will have the people's money, sound money, in the end. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they've completely lost the narrative. And because they've lost the narrative, they lost the fake news networks. Their ratings are dropping like a rock. They've lost social media because now we have other social media platforms where people are going to and they're hearing the truth. Twitter was taken away from them, and now they have lost control. Now everything else is being exposed, showing that the FBI, DHS, CDC, FDA, corrupt politicians, they have been using Twitter and other social media platforms to censor the people, to control a narrative, which means they have lost the narrative now because they don't have that control and they've been exposed. So if you don't control the narrative and everything that you've been doing is exposed and you don't want the information coming out where the people start to realize, wow, they're seeing our treasonous crimes. They're seeing our crimes against humanity. They're seeing everything that we did. How do you stop them from doing that? Well, you need to shut down communications. Now, think about what Trump did when he was in the White House. At the very end of his presidency, during that four-year period of time, remember, the resident is actually not the president. I do believe Trump allowed him into this position to wake the people up and actually shift us away from everything that they're trying to do. And he's giving the people a decision to make. Either the deep state wins or we take back the country. It's your choice. And this is how he's getting the people to rally. But think about what he did at the end of his 4 years when he was in the White House. He banned TikTok and he created an executive order and he did this on purpose. And then what did Biden do? He reversed it. And a couple years later, what did Biden do? He said, well, we need to ban TikTok. It's a national security threat. Now, number one, Trump was right. Okay? Trump was right. It's a national security threat. Everyone can see that. But whatever the deep state does, it's not because, oh, let's do the right thing. They do it for another reason. And the reason they're doing this is to take control over social media platforms. It's not really about TikTok. Actually, it's a head fake because they know what's coming. They know they can't win the war with information. So they're going to have to shut down information and bring us into some type of physical altercation, which we know that's chaos and war. Because we've also come to realize that Durham, and I do believe we're getting signals and messages, that Durham is going to be releasing something very, very soon, which I find very interesting. Now, remember, the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. They have things ready to go. And you can see that now it's building up to this. And we know that war is on the horizon. We know we're going to see chaos, and not just in this country. I do believe they're going to unleash chaos around the world. I mean, we're already starting to see it in Israel. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But I do believe they're preparing and laying the groundwork for all of this. And we'll be talking about this in just a sec. Before we talk about this, let's talk about every single person that Biden is nominating. It seems that it's not working out because these people are not qualified. These aren't the best of the best that can fill these positions. And every time they're questioned, I think the entire country can see these people are morons. And we don't need these people in these positions. Now, you have to realize they pick these people on purpose. You don't want the smartest, logical thinking person in that position. You want someone that you can control. That's why they bring these people in. You also want people that you can blackmail. That's why they bring these people in. Because remember, it's a criminal syndicate. You don't want someone who's highly intelligent, that can think logically, that wants to follow the rule of law. That goes against everything the criminal syndicate wants to do. So what do? You bring in the moron. You bring in someone that you can control easily. And hopefully you can blackmail them so you can control them completely. That's why we see these people being nominated into these positions. Even the people where they're being brought up on charges in other areas. I mean, take, for example, Phil Washington. Remember, he was the FAA nomination, and there's an investigation going on, and all of a sudden, he decided to withdraw. Jennifer Van Laar put this out on Twitter, said the following: Phil Washington's incompetence is not the reason he withdrew his FAA nomination. The ongoing public corruption investigation with LA Metro, his likely perjured testimony Tuesday regarding that, and a whistleblower willing to testify to Washington's guilt. Jennifer Lowe is the L.A. Metro whistleblower who came forward. Washington came to L.A. Metro in early 2015, and these contracts hadn't been signed, so his testimony to Cruz that they predated him is questionable. And when the Senate starts to question these nominees and they start to dig deep into everything that they've done, into their social media, into the investigations that are going on with these people, they start to break down who these people really are. And when they start to ask them real questions and see what their knowledge is, you can see that they have no clue and they're not qualified to be in these positions. But we know why they're picking these type of people. They need the morons in there that they can control. That's why they're doing this. And those are the people that they actually need. They also install the people in Congress and other elected positions because they can't have the best of the best, those people that are doing the right thing for America. They need the people that they can control. And look what's happening with Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger, it seems like he's in serious hot water. Jordan Schachel put this out on Twitter and said the following. Kinzinger was on the board of the Ukraine org that scammed people out of millions of dollars. There is now an ongoing federal investigation into Ripley's, according to the New York Times. Ripley's donations were used to funnel cash from the nonprofit into a for-profit venture. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this is fraud. What did Kinzinger know about it? Was Adam Kinzinger a part of a massive fraud scheme? Sure seems cozy with these guys who visited his office in September. Now, these people, they were saying that they were soldiers, that they were out in Ukraine, and it's turning out that this is all fake, phony, and false. They are not soldiers. They weren't out in Ukraine, and they were just defrauding the American people. And we'll have to see where this all goes because this is going to be very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that all of a sudden, Just the News put out an article about Durham. Now, the story is actually based on a filing from April of 2022, and the article is put out now. Now, I do believe there's probably a reason for this because Durham is probably about to release something else. But let me just read certain parts of this so we know where this is going. And I do believe that Durham, I think we're going to see him make an entrance very, very soon. And it says special counsel John Durham revealed he has unearthed a text message showing Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman falsely told the FBI he was not working on behalf of any client when he delivered anti-Trump research. Special counsel John Durham is revealing new smoking gun evidence, a text message that shows a Clinton campaign lawyer lied to the FBI while putting the courts on notice. He is prepared to show the effort to smear Donald Trump with now disproven Russian collusion allegation was a conspiracy. Durham, for the first time, suggested Hillary Clinton's campaign, her researchers, and others formed a joint venture or conspiracy for the purpose of weaving the collusion story to harm Trump's election chances, and then start of his presidency. These parties acted as a joint venture or ventures and therefore should be considered co-conspirator or co-conspirators. Now, this is very interesting that Just the News just put this out, and the article is dated March 27, 2023. I do believe this is being put out there to remind everyone. I wouldn't be surprised if other information starts coming down the pike right now, and we start to hear certain things out of Durham, because this would be the perfect time to have this information come out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is with Michael Horowitz. Now, we know that he's the Department of Justice Inspector General, and he wants Congress to upgrade his authority to include investigating allegations of professional misconduct against government lawyers involved in litigation, providing legal advice, and official investigations. While the IG has jurisdiction to review alleged misconduct by non-lawyers in the department, it does not have jurisdiction over alleged misconduct committed by department attorneys, including federal prosecutors, when they act in the capacity as lawyers, namely when they are litigating, investigating, or providing legal advice. Horowitz told members of the House Appropriations Committee Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies during this hearing on March 23rd. So if Horowitz actually had the authority back in 2019, his office's report exposing multiple cases of abuse by FBI officials of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in connection with the allegations that employees of former President Trump 2016 campaign staff cooperated with members of Russian intelligence against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, could have spotlighted professional misconduct that was overlooked by the OPR. I do believe they should allow him to get this designation, where he can investigate the Department of Justice lawyers and find out if they're following the rule of law. I think this is going to be very important, and we'll have to see how this plays out as time goes on. But we can see other things are happening right now, especially in the space of information. Information right now controls the narrative, and we are in an information war. And what's very interesting is that Google, they have a monopoly, and they control pretty much everything. And a federal judge set a fast-paced schedule in the U.S. Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit challenging Google's LLC digital advertising technology practices, moving the case along more quickly than either side had proposed. So U.S. Magistrate Judge John Anderson in Virginia, after a brief hearing, issued an order setting January 18, 2024 as the date when Alphabet Inc., Google, and Justice Department lawyers must disclose factual evidence and expert reports. Lawyers for both sides have sought at least 5 additional months to prepare for trial. So the DOJ lawsuit was filed along with the attorney generals of California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Virginia. In the suit filed in the federal court in Virginia, the Justice Department argues Google has corrupted legitimate competition in the online ad space through a systematic campaign to seize control of online tools used for digital advertising. It is seeking to break up Google's ad monopoly under the Federal Sherman Act, which prohibits monopolization and the attempt or conspiracy to monopolize goods or services. The lawsuit alleges that Google has bought out its ad tech competitors to wield its dominance online. The big tech juggernaut compels advertisers to use its service, disrupt their ability to use competing products effectively. Why did they buy up all the advertising, the digital advertisers? Because this way they can say, listen, you're going to make money, you're not going to make money. They control everything. And this way they can actually put people out of business that are not spewing the correct narrative. And you can see that the deep state players right now, they're losing the information war. They're losing their control. And it's getting very, very difficult for them. Think about what's happening with Twitter right now. They don't control the bullhorn right now of Twitter, which means people can speak freely on Twitter. Now, is everyone's account back on Twitter? No, not as yet. Hopefully, eventually, as time goes on, they will bring the accounts back up. But at this point, they're keeping a lot of the accounts off. Why? Not really sure. But people are appealing and people are saying, okay, what did I do wrong? And there's really no explanation at this point. But look what just happened to Twitter. Parts of Twitter's source code were leaked online in January, forcing Elon Musk to file a recent lawsuit to find the culprit. And the filing alleges various experts of Twitter source code was published, and it seems that this might have been done by a deep state actor, maybe the FBI, or someone from the inside, or someone that was controlled by the FBI, or some other agency. Why would they want to release the code to the public? Well, this way, the hackers now can attack Twitter that much easier to shut down Twitter. Why would they want to do that? Well, the obvious answer is that they don't have control over it. The other answer is what Elon Musk explains. Doge Designer put this out and said, Twitter is now the most downloaded news app in the world. One of the reasons why the legacy media was against the Twitter deal. Elon responded to this and said, Twitter is the news. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. So the people now are the news. Think about that for a second. Now, that's very interesting. So they're trying to shut down Twitter. They've been trying to shut down Twitter from the very beginning when Elon was trying to purchase it. And now they're leaking the code to make it easier for hackers to hack into Twitter, to take down Twitter at the right time, at the right moment. Why would they want to do this? Well, when the information comes out, you don't want these platforms up and running. You want to shut them down. Now, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to try many different things to shut down the platforms, to take control. And if one fails, they have another one. So you pretty much know that there's most likely going to be some type of cyber attack. Actually, the World Economic Forum, they've already told us that, yes, in the next 2 years, there's going to be a cyber attack, which could bring down these type of platforms where information wouldn't be going back and forth. And they might be able to actually hack in to the landline internet cables and shut everything down. And people wouldn't be able to communicate. But once again, we know that Elon Musk and Space Force, they have satellites and we don't need to use the landlines. So that might not work, but they still might use it. Or they could pretend there's a solar storm and maybe drop an EMP and shut the electric down, shut certain things down. Or they can do what they're doing right now, trying to pass a bill, which is very interesting. And it seems that they're going to try this approach first. Now, I want to go back to yesterday because we had AOC out there who says, no, no, we shouldn't ban TikTok. We should keep TikTok up and running. There's no reason to ban it. Well, when you start to look into who's been donating to her campaign, you come to find out that the Chinese parent company, they donated $150,000 to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, of whose advisory council AOC is a member. So she's bought and paid for. And that's why she's saying, no, no, let's keep TikTok up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we said this from the very beginning, is that the deep state players, they didn't want TikTok banned in the very beginning. Now, did Trump know that they were going to do this? Maybe he was leading them down this path. He created an executive order saying that TikTok is a national security. He knew the resident was going to come in because he placed him in this position to wake the American people up and to give the people a fighting chance and actually show the people the true agenda of the deep state players. As soon as Biden came in, what did he do? He reversed the executive order and saying TikTok is not a national security threat. Then 2.5 years later, all of a sudden we have Biden saying, hey, by the way, everyone, TikTok is a national security threat. And he's creating an executive order to shut down TikTok. And we have other bills and other laws that are being passed to shut down TikTok. Now, when you start to look at this, they just didn't all of a sudden say, hey, we better do the right thing. Let's shut down TikTok. I do believe they figured out, you know something? Let's use TikTok right now because we know it's a national security threat. Let's use it to pass another law where we can take control. Now, before we get to that, let's look at what Japan is doing. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party is eyeing a ban of the social networks if they are used for disinformation campaigns. So the lawmakers, they're eyeing TikTok and they're eyeing other social media platforms if they are used for disinformation. Keep that in mind. Now, I do believe you're going to see a lot of countries start to move in this direction. Then from the Mises Caucus, they put this out on Twitter and let me read it to you. The Restrict Act is not limited to just TikTok. It gives the government authority over all forms of communication, domestic or abroad, and grants powers to enforce any mitigation measures to address any risk to national security now and in any potential future transaction. So what happens if you are designated a national security threat? What can they access of yours to confirm it? Everything. Notice the preemptive attack on quantum encryption in there too. It also allows the Director of National Intelligence and Secretary of Commerce the authority to universally designate new foreign adversaries without notifying Congress and a 15-day window to notify the President. It also requires a joint resolution of Congress to overturn. If you recall from before, foreign individuals can now also be U.S. citizens that are deemed a national security threat. Once designated, the bill grants authority to enforce any action deemed necessary to mitigate that threat, with no due process and few limits on punishments. After the federal government has detained you without due process to mitigate the immediate threat you pose, What kind of punishments await you in court? $1 million fine, 20 years in prison, and a forfeiture of everything you own. This act also grants unlimited hiring power to positions of enforcement, unlimited funds with little or no review, and immunity to the Freedom of Information Act request. Unfortunately, the people in power recognize the Constitution for what it is, a paper with no power or authority at all. They take what they want with no regard for it. It's time for these people to recognize the same and refuse to recognize these infringements of their natural rights. For the purpose of this bill, a transaction is anything by anyone. And it does say that it is only applicable to foreign entities. However, it then allows anyone that poses a threat to critical infrastructure pursuant to a section of the Patriot Act listed here to also have action taken against them in accordance with this bill. Now, what happens if you own a social media company? What happens if they say, oh, you're a national security threat because you own this system that's putting out misinformation, disinformation, and they all of a sudden say we need to shut it down? It seems that they're trying to gain control through the idea that TikTok is a national security threat, which it is, but they're using this as a cover story to go after all the other social media platforms and anyone that is pushing the truth. That's basically what they're doing. And this is what they want passed. They want this passed so they have complete and utter control. Now, once again, will this pass? Most likely not. If it does pass, well, this is how they're probably going to shut down communications when information comes out, just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop, with the pandemic, with election fraud. Anyone that countered their narrative, what did they do? They shut them down. Now, once again, if this bill doesn't get passed, I do believe they're going to be using other methods, or they might use these combined to shut down communications. Remember, if you're losing the information war and you don't have control over certain platforms and Twitter is the news, the people are the news now, what do? You need to shut these things down so you can try to control the narrative. Now, once again, they're going to try to do it. It doesn't mean it's going to work. We know there's countermeasures in place, and we were told in advance that this would happen. Let's go back to post 2793. This is February 18, 2019. And actually, I'm just going to read from the top. And it says, chatter uptick, how to effectively prevent crosstalk, i.e. anti-narrative across all social media online platforms. Ability to prevent crosstalk narrows comms only to fake news, which provides more control over what is released to inform the public. A series of scenarios is currently being conducted, game the system, to test response, risk, and calculated results. Censorship, added layers of inserted code through keyword targeting in bio history and comments, plus individual platform mods, had failed to curtail the problem. China, Russia, Iran, fake takedown hacks of select platforms for maintenance is one scenario being gameplayed. 0 day, that's in brackets and bold. Countermeasures in place. Example, think emergency alert system. Think White House-controlled new RT News website. Think White House-controlled new video stream platform. Think here. Should this occur, immediate steps will be taken to classify each as a public utility, essential public services, to gain appropriate government regulation control. Why do we make things public? And actually, if you really think about this, this was put out in 2019. Do we have a separate video streaming platform right now? Yes. Do we have a news website, True Social? Yes. Is there an emergency alert system? Yes. So there are certain things in place, and I do believe there's other additional things in place, like Starlink and the Space Force, where there's satellites up in space where they can continually accept data information because it's an internet system in space and the people have the ability to use it. And I do believe that if they try to bring certain things down or take control over it, I do believe there are certain measures in place that will counter all of this. And I just want to go back to post 4414. This is June 4, 2020. If we look at Red 2, it says central communications blackout, continental U.S. So I do believe they're going to try to attempt this, but I don't believe it's going to work. Because remember, when the truth comes out and information comes out about their treasonous crimes, crimes against humanity, they don't want the people to control the narrative. They don't want Twitter and people on Twitter or on True Social, on Rumble, or any other platform. They don't want them controlling the narrative. So I do believe they're going to take steps to shut that down. And when that fails, that's when they're going to move us into chaos and into war. Now, once again, they're still following the 16-year plan. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know they're going to continually come after the weapons. The people are going to recognize this. They know that they're going to bring us into war. They know they're going to start chaos around the world. And they know this. They want the people to see this. The people make the decision of where we go, what we do. And if you notice, every time they have some type of mass shooting, it's always for a reason. Think about it. Biden right now, he is just writing up executive orders to take weapons from the people. We have the ATF trying to create laws, which they don't have the ability to do, to take weapons away from the people. And then all of a sudden this morning, we had a shooter who opened fire in the Covenant Elementary School, where students from preschool through sixth grade attended. Now, this is a Presbyterian school, and it has around 210 students. Now, the shooter was female, and she appears to be in her teens. And we don't know about her identification, maybe has come out already, but she was going around shooting people. Yes, certain people passed away, three students, three staff members. And in the end, she was shot dead. Now, the question is, why in Tennessee? Why a teenager? And of course, you know, we have the White House press secretary. We have Biden. We have all these people now, all the gun control advocates all out there pushing gun control. Oh, my God, look at this. Now we have a young person running around with a gun. Guns are safe. It's the people that are the problem. Just like if this person, if they had a knife and they went around stabbing all the children there, was it the knife or was it the person? Because you can stab many, many people with a knife or if you had a sword. So whoever's wielding the weapon, that is the problem. But why did they pick a female who was a teenager? Think about this for a second. Well, when you start to look at Tennessee, there's a bill that is being proposed that will lower the age requirement for gun permits to 18. You think the deep state players, and by the way, this is HB 1005 and SB 1503. Do you think the deep state players are trying to send a message? Look, a teenager just was a female. She just went in. She started to shoot up the people. Do you really want to pass this bill where 18-year-olds now can get a weapon? Now, this female, who is a teenager, was carrying two assault rifles and a handgun. How was she moving around? And if she had ammo, that is very, very heavy. So how was she able to move around in the school? This is very interesting. I wonder how this is all going to play out. But you can see there's always a reason why they do these things. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that everything that Biden did out in Afghanistan is coming back to haunt him. Right now, the Taliban, they've released video of fields of U.S. military vehicles, piles of U.S. high-end weapons, a room filled with stacks of $100 bills. And by the way, while Biden is banning or trying to ban the weapons here in the United States, he just gave Afghanistan how many weapons? I mean, basically, this is about 300 times more guns than passed to the Mexican cartels in Obama's Fast and Furious program. So he's trying to ban the weapons here, but he gave them, the entire country out there, all our guns. Think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. And people are looking at this, and they're saying, okay, you want to ban our weapons, but you just gave this country weapons. When you were the vice president with Obama, you were giving the cartels weapons. So wait a minute. Now you're giving criminals weapons. Oh, I'm starting to see the pattern. I'm starting to see what you're doing. You want the law-abiding citizen disarmed, but you want the cartels, the criminals, and everyone else armed. I wonder what you have planned. Oh, I think we know what they have planned. They want riots and chaos on the streets, and they want the American people disarmed so these people can actually control the population here in this country. It's infiltration from within. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, out in Israel, we're starting to see Israelis protest on the streets. And what's very interesting is there's a certain player in all of this, and this is Yuval Harari. Now, remember, he's like Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. And this individual, Yuval Harari, continually says that you don't have choice, you don't have free will, but it looks like they're starting a color revolution in Israel because they don't like the direction that Netanyahu is bringing Israel in. Why? I do believe because they're losing control. So what did they do? It looks like he started a color revolution there, which is very interesting. Netanyahu responded to all this, and he says, we cannot have a civil war in Israel. And he postponed the judicial reform until the summer. So it looks like Yuval Harari, Klaus Schwab, they're trying to maintain control of Israel right now. And let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. If they don't do what they say, they're going to start a civil war. Isn't that very interesting that they'll start a civil war there? Do you think they're going to try to start civil wars in all the different countries if the people don't fall in line? If the governments, the patriots, don't fall in line? Well, I do believe that's exactly what they're going to try to do in the end. But this reminded me of Post 916. This is March 10th, 2018. And down below it says, we are saving Israel for last. Very specific reason not mentioned a single time. And this is going to be very interesting. But we can see the Biden administration, the Obama in the basement, Soros, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, we can see what they're planning. They're planning for war. Actually, Trump has been telling us that they're going to bring us into World War III, and he's the only person that can stop this. Because Biden is controlled by who? Ukraine, China, and other players. And actually, Biden is not even calling the shots. But what I find very interesting is that the Biden regime, they declassified footage of B-52 conducting nuclear strikes to threaten Russia. So they just so happen to declassify footage from the 60s showing B-52s dropping nuclear weapons. You think they're projecting out there? Absolutely. But the other thing that I find very interesting is that the operation, the name of this operation, is called Operation Crossroads. And this was in 1946, which I find very interesting. There's also other operations, Operation Greenhouse in 1950 and Operation Teapot in 1955. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, here we go. Just as I predicted, now we're playing with the big stuff. The N-word. No, it's not what you think it is now being used front and center. This situation was caused by us. It's what happens when you have incompetent people running our government. All I can say to you right now is pray. What is he talking? What's the N-word? Nuclear war. Because NATO now is responding to Putin's latest nuclear announcement. Actually, NATO made the first move. Putin made a move. Trump is letting everyone know we are heading towards nuclear war. This is the big stuff, the N-word. But think about going back to that declassified video that they showed with the B-52s dropping nuclear weapons. One of them was called Operation Crossroads, and that just reminded me of Post 2494. And let me just read the whole thing. It says, this election was not about fixing the economy. Trade, borders, military, protecting our children, etc. Also, another corrupt politician or insider can simply undo it, Band-Aid. This was not simply another four-year election, but a crossroads into the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. Panic in D.C. And what's very interesting is that we are entering a crossroad, and they put out Operation Crossroad, and the crossroad is, listen, do you want what the deep state is offering you? Do you want war? Do you want a failing economy? Do you want total control? Or do you want to take back the country? We are at the crossroads right now. And this is why Trump, at his rallies, are saying, listen, we're at the crossroads and we need to make a choice. It's either the deep state wins or we destroy the deep state. So he's letting everyone know we're at that point. And I do believe the people, they're going to make the right decision. Yes, people might be teetering back and forth right now, but I think the majority is on Trump's side. I think Trump is going to bring this home when they start to push nuclear war. That is going to be the deciding factor where the people say enough is enough. That's the precipice. And they're going to be at the crossroads saying, we need to get rid of these people. We need to get rid of all the people that have been talking about war. We need to get rid of all these people that are trying to bring our children, our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our brothers, our sisters into war. We need to go with a person that is talking about peace. That seems like the obvious answer. Why do we want nuclear war? Why do we want death and destruction? And I do believe when we're at that point, you're going to see the entire country shift away from the deep state players, just like they're shifting now with everything they're trying to do. Look, CNN, they put out a tweet, and this is what it says. If you're white and you posted a GIF or meme of a black person to express a strong emotion, you may be guilty of wearing digital blackface. You know what the people did to this? The people responded, and it wasn't pretty for CNN. It was an utter disaster. Shebatoshi put this out on Twitter and says, Jesus effing Christ, shut the F up. Elon Musk responded to that and said 100%. The people are not going along with this. And by the way, within 8 hours of this tweet, the tweet had 10.6 million views, only 5,332 likes, and tens of thousands of sarcastic responses. CNN lost this. The majority sees through it. And we can see that the deep state players, the minority, they keep pushing their agenda, but people are fighting back. People are going to continue to fight back because they need to see what they're trying to do. Remember when Hillary Clinton and others said that parents, and they say it today, that the state actually owns your child? Well, there was a reason why they were saying that, because they were building up to what they were trying to do, where they wanted to take your child away if you disagreed with what they were trying to do with them. And you can see this within schools, where you see a lot of the administration, a lot of those people on the school board saying, no, once they're in our schools, you no longer have the authority. That's why they were saying it back then. But why were they saying it? Well, if you look at Minnesota and you look at California, you start to get a clearer picture. Minnesota lawmakers, they have advanced legislation introduced by a transgender representative that could strip custody from parents who do not support their child changing genders. The bill HF 146 moved forward with a vote of 68-62 along party lines. The bill says that the state can claim temporary emergency jurisdiction over a child if they are in the state and the child has been unable to obtain gender-affirming health care. So when you start to read this, you start to question, wait a minute, they're going to strip the custody from the parents? California is doing the same exact thing. Now you're starting to understand. They don't want you teaching your child. They don't want you educating your child. They want to control the child, because what can they do to the child? They can mess them up emotionally. They can destroy their reproductive organs. And these children will not be able to function in the end. And we could see it not just with transgenderism, but we also see it with CRT. What's very interesting about this, and this is also happening out in Minnesota, there is a bill mandating ethnic studies in Minnesota school, which teach hopelessness to kids of color. Now, a black mother of three, she was in a hearing and she said, this bill is absolutely ridiculous. The bill requires not only an ethnic studies curriculum, but requires the state's elections commission to embed ethnic studies into the state academic standards. The bill is authored by Democratic State Representative Kim Hicks and Lori Pryor. Both of these individuals are white. And Kofi Monsica, a mother of to three boys who is also a lawyer, said the following. You might ask, why in the world would a black person speak against ethnic studies? Because not everything that sounds good is good. The bill tells kids of color that they are stuck in a caste system based on their race. So really think about this for a second. Is this going to help the black children, or is it going to make it worse for them? And this is why you're starting to see a lot of parents homeschool their children. Just Use a Pen put this on Truth Social and said, homeschooling is how we win, and shows a graph. And on the left-hand side, it shows thousands home educated, going from 500 to 5,000. And if you go back in time, in 1980, you had about 93 that were homeschooled. In 2000, it shot up to 1,400. In 2020, it shot up to 2,650. In 2021, it's already at 5,000. It shows more and more parents now, they're taking back control because they see what's happening. And I do believe Trump is right. If the money follows the child in school, you're going to see something very, very different, because the parents will have the ability to pull their kids out of that school or even the district, or they'll be able to fight back and say, you know something, we're going to start our own schools outside of the state, and whatever laws you're passing, we're not teaching it. And the parents will fight back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that women now, they are fighting back against men on sports. Remember, we had Leah Thomas and many others where they're on women's sports and they are winning against women. We have Riley Gaines. She came out and she put this out on Twitter. She said the following. Leah Thomas is not a brave, courageous woman who earned a national title. He is an arrogant cheat who stole a national title from a hardworking, deserving woman. The NCAA is responsible. If I was a woman working at ESPN, I would walk out. And she's absolutely right. And she says they're trying to erase women. And that is exactly what they're doing. Elon actually responded to this and said, shame on the NCAA. Remember, Riley Gaines tied Leah Thomas. They gave the trophy to Leah Thomas for a photo op. And she got absolutely nothing. And she worked really hard to be at the caliber she was at. And all of a sudden, this individual came in who was in like ranked number 400 on the men's team, decided, you know something, I could be a winner on the women's team and I can get all these trophies and I could win all these different races. What basically it's doing, it's removing women from the sport, because eventually what's going to happen, why would women want to compete then? The women then are going to say, you know something, I'm not even going to compete against this because there's no way I can win. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to have men dressed up as women. Actually, they're imposters, actually, if you really think about it. And can you imagine if you tried to do this anywhere else? You'd be thrown out immediately. But once again, people now are fighting back, and they're fighting back hard, just like they're fighting against what happened on January 6th. There's more and more video evidence coming out showing that, yes, this entire fake insurrection that the FBI, confidential human sources, Capitol Police, neo-Nazis, Antifa, Nancy Pelosi, McConnell, all these people, everything that happened on that day, they created it. Just like they created the fake pandemic. Actually, if you start to really look at it and you step back and you start to look at the pandemic, you start to look at the election, you start to look at the January 6th fake insurrection, if you notice, they're all illusions. It's all made up by the deep state to blame who? We the people and Trump. But now the evidence is coming out. People are seeing through video. Look at all these different confidential human sources. Look at the Capitol Police that are dressing up like MAGA, pushing people forward, telling them to go into the Capitol, move forward. And now it's all falling apart on them. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And this whole January 6th thing is completely falling apart, which is going to lead to November 3rd in the end, because that was the real insurrection. Now, we know that D.A. Bragg, he's going after Trump. He's in a bit of a bind right now, and we'll have to see which way he goes. But the grand jury, they were reconvened on Monday, and they're discussing Trump's case. Now, once again, Trump, he countered everything that they're trying to do. If they do make their move, they are screwed. If they back off, they are screwed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is it's coming from James O'Keefe. And James O'Keefe recently suggested he has insiders in Manhattan DA in Alvin Bragg's office. And these insiders know certain things about the case against Trump. And he put this out. The real question is, how many do we have on the inside? Stay tuned. Now, this is going to be very interesting as we move forward. Why? Because why are they doing this? This is their new method of interfering with the elections. And they're going after Trump. They're probably going to be going after many other people. And they're going to try to use this to manipulate the elections. Now, once this fails, they'll probably move on to something else. And I do believe that's probably going to be war. But Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. Remember, the DOJ is running the local Manhattan DA's prosecution. They just don't want their fingerprints on it. They placed a top person in the office. Then we have Kevin McCarthy. He put this out on Truth Social, and Trump responded to him, and he said the following. This is coming from McCarthy. Here we go again, an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who let violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump. I'm directing relevant committees to immediately investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. Trump responded to this and said, and this is all caps, by the way, the Democrats are interfering in our elections, their new form of cheating. And he's absolutely right. And he followed this one up with another truth. And he said, election interference through prosecutors is the new ballot stuffing for the Democratic Party. Letting everyone know this is the method they're going to try to use right now. And again, he's bringing up election interference. Why? Because he's building the case. It's not just the mules. It's not just the ballots. It's everything together. Because now when you step back and you take a look, you can see how they've been interfering in the elections. You can see how they used censorship, how the FBI was involved by controlling what people knew about the Hunter Biden laptop. You saw how the CDC, the FDA, DHS were involved in censoring certain narratives, especially election fraud. You can see how they were all involved in all of this. And it's not just one thing. It's every single piece. And when you put it all together, you see the election interference. And I do believe that this case is building and building and building. And in the end, the deep state is going to be doomed. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. The Patriots aren't controlled. The deep state's in trouble. And they have lost the information war. They're going to try to move to a physical war. But Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared for the communication blackout. They're prepared for what they're about to do. And it's all going to backfire on them. Because the Patriots are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles some fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to keto with x22.com. That is keto with x22.com.